Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm going to make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
And we're back. We're doing back. Just like a chatty episode today. We have so much exciting news to share. Aileen has some exciting news to share. Two exciting newses to share.
Newses?
Yeah.
Two nuggets of news.
Yeah. So what's your headline?
Besides, my Peloton treadmill is great. Well, okay, my non-scale win is that I've got the vaccine, and I'm choosing that as my win because I was really, really debating it for a really long time, and I had the appointment booked for so long, and I knew, but I was still gonna I could cancel last minute, and I'm gonna chicken the fuck out. But why is it called chicken out? Like, chickens get such a bad rap. But anyway, chickens are strong, independent women. So I got the vaccine. I'm really happy I did it because I weighed the pros and cons. Like Dr. Ashton said, I listened to my doctor, my mom, plenty of medical professionals in my family and family friends. I read a lot about it, and I've heard from other people about who are treating COVID patients and COVID mothers or pregnant women. And yeah, that's how I kind of made my decision. Obviously, my decision should not affect yours. Talk to your doctor. But yeah, and I got to say, I posted it. I was expecting like your baby's like mean shaming, and most people, actually all, responded like so positively. I was just expecting it. I wasn't scared of it, but I was expecting, and I might still get it, who knows, but it made me feel good to have like the support of like community and people. And a lot of people told me like, thank you for sharing it because it's important to like share this information. And I felt my self-esteem, which we will talk about on Sunday's episode, was affected positively from that.
Okay. Sean wrote in the chat, he wants us to talk about the process of getting your vaccine. Was it easy? Like, give me more info on that.
Yeah, it was very easy. Getting the appointment, I had my brother-in-law's girlfriend, who's like so amazing with the computer, which saying that makes me sound like a grandma, amazing with the computer.
Yeah.
But she taught me how to get it. And
the appointment?
The appointment, because you just have to refresh.
Yeah, and she I know, I'm doing it for me. All the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Like there was a process, and it was just like somebody texted me that messaged me on Instagram. They're like, how did you get an appointment though? And I'm like, refresh, LOL. Yeah. And that's basically how I got it. The biggest annoying thing is that I was in Javits, going to Javits, and I live in Williamsburg. The Uber costs so much money. But that I was like, okay, it's worth that cost. So I got there, and it was so organized, almost like freakishly organized to me. And I just had flashes of TV shows and movies, but, and I was really nervous. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm not going to pretend that I wasn't nervous. I was I had a high anxiety. I was like sitting there, like standing there online, moving quickly on the line, 'cause the line was so fast, like checking my heart rate.
And oh my God.
I was just nervous because, it's just a nerve-wracking thing, especially because this decision was hard for me as a pregnant person. If I wasn't pregnant, it would not be hard for me. But
I'm refreshing right now.
Keep refreshing. And I got there, and the people were very competent. The nurse who administered the vaccine was so nice to me. And I literally at the end of it, I was like, thank you for being so nice. And she was just like, just gave me like really explicit. Everybody was like very explicit and clear with the instructions about like, you know, you're going to go here, then you're going to go here, then you're going to sit here. And they had like live music playing during the observation, like when you're sitting there for being observed. And it was so, that was a nice distraction. There was like a quartet of some type playing like fucking like Shania Twain. I don't remember. Like Annie Lennox. And yeah, and then I left and I took a little acetaminophen and it was good, I gotta say. And I feel very proud of myself for doing it. And yeah, Sammy, you have your appointment, right?
So I currently have an appointment on Friday. I also went there on Sunday because I heard some rumors that they'll just like let you get it, but they did not let me get it. They were very organized and did not let me get it.
Very organized.
So we went home and we didn't get it. But now I'm just refreshing like kind of all the time to see if I can get one like today, tomorrow. Like
when are you scheduled for?
Friday at like 6.
Oh, so you could just go like... Still the same.
No, but like, oh my God, April 1st. Hold on. Oh my God, there's so many times. Holy shit, I'm doing it.
Go fast.
I got it. First at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh my God. God.
Will you be under the age of 16? No. Can you believe this happened?
Wait, just you have to keep going through the process. Otherwise, you might lose it.
Do you think I'm not going through the process while I'm talking to you? Duh. Are you pregnant or considering becoming pregnant? No. No. Wait. So for the listeners, this is the process. I'm answering all these questions.
You just suddenly get excited when you get through
yeah.
to a screen that you like. What website are you using, Sammy?
I am using the Javits one. Wait, shit. Okay, my name is technically Samantha Sage now, but that information is not on my ID. So I should use...
Just do Fishbein.
Okay.
They don't care. I brought my passport, and which has my married name, and I brought my ID. You just need to have proof of where you live. That's it. I overheard the guy next to me. He didn't have that. And the woman was like, honestly, like, I can look at your Instacart. Like, show me something like that.
Of like so my actual address?
Like where you register is your address plot. Like you have to show ID of, you have to be show something to match what you register as.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Did you get it?
Insurance. Fuck. I do have the appointment. Yeah. So now I'm going 8 a.m. tomorrow instead of.
That's insane. We were just talking about that.
It's crazy because I've been doing this for days and I haven't been able to get one. And now I got one.
That always happens. So what's your win this week, Sammy?
I went for like a jog yesterday for fun, dare I call it. it definitely wasn't like an exercise jog.
What? I don't know why it's so funny. It definitely wasn't an exercise jog.
Yeah, no, I was okay. I'm really sick and tired of having no cardio stamina. Like, I feel so lung weak, you know?
Yeah.
I get really out of breath really easy. So I'm like, I need to just like build up my like action, my activity, you know? Like, I need to be like more movement. So I was like, I'm going to do like a little jog. And I did like,
How did it feel?
I did like alternating between walking and running. It actually felt very nice to be outside and getting some fresh air in the morning and like doing that like early in the morning. It actually felt good. Today, I'm in quite a bit of soreness and pain. My neck really hurts. My whole body really hurts. Like muscles that I forgot existed
hurt.
And I can't believe at any point I like ran a half marathon because I literally could not fucking go.
How amazing is that?
Yeah, I mean, I need to like...
It's the same body.
See, right, right. I need to build up a bit.
You don't need to, but you want to.
No, not to that level, but like, it's like hard for me to pick my feet up. Like, I feel the gravity weighing on me. But I'm glad
but
I did
still,
it.
But you still, you did it. Or do you feel like you would do it again?
I am going to do it again. Maybe good. Maybe tomorrow, maybe on Friday. Depends.
That's great. That's a good thing that you're not like letting the soreness today affect your doing it again.
I need to be able to like breathe when I like. I'm not gonna be able to go out and socialize because I'm gonna be too out of breath. Is like what I'm trying to prevent.
Right, I feel you.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some to my friend who is fostering kittens, and it is the only thing they will eat. It comes in these pate packages, and you scoop it, and you just feel like you're a chef for your baby kitties, and they j'adore it. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Speaking of things that happen during podcasts, last week, while I was literally recording for 3 hours,
yeah,
got a call from my real estate agent that my bid on a house was approved.
That's crazy.
While I was on the podcast, and he was moms.
Oh,
and he
was shit. Like, I booked it at fuck.
Of course you did.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I don't have to submit it. You know what? I'm just gonna SUNY Potsdam.
You are so bad at booking things.
I'm so bad at it. I answer my insurance. Well, at least I didn't actually book it. Fuck that. Maybe I should just go on Friday.
Where? Just wait till Friday. It's in 2 days.
Classic. Okay. So you were classic. Recording.
Okay. At least I was recording
the audience
moms.
Got to hear how the site works.
Are you high? Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's worth asking. So I was recording Moms, and my agent like texted me. He's like, "Call me," and I'm like, "Can't." And I was just, we got our bid chosen. I had no shot in hell that we were gonna get this house. Like, there were like 11 fucking offers, and like somewhat one of them fell through that they accepted, and like we got it. And this, I saw the house for the first time last Monday, and we went to contract already, and like my week had been like a complete upside down whirlwind. I had to learn everything there is to know about mortgages in like one whole crash course day. It all happens so fast. I was acting in one day. I was acting as, you know, buyer of a house, mortgage purchaser, like mortgage shopper, because I was like going against everyone. I was like, "Oh, please tell me about what your APR is." And then I was like,
"Oh my gosh."
At the same time, like DMing people back, I was like, "Oh, please tell me your budget for a home that you're looking for." I was like an agent. Meanwhile, I was also working like all day. It was like the craziest day of my fucking life. But do you know how good I felt? Even though it was the most stressful day ever, on top of just, you know, pregnancy, but it was such a stressful day, but I felt so, I was like, damn, I'm a fucking competent ass bitch who can do. Rusty's like at work, he can't do any of this stuff. He's like seeing patients. I was like, I am so confident. I can multitask like a pro. And I was just like, I was like, maybe I need to go into real estate.
Oh my God. You could tell. Yeah. You're like good. You're very good at that shit. You are.
Yeah, you fucking a vaccine.
Yeah, I was just almost booked a vaccine in SUNY Potsdam. You got a mortgage. Wait, so can you tell us about the house? That is obviously the most exciting part.
Yeah,
give
so
us the
again,
Zillow listing.
No, absolutely not. I will say that I'm very excited. I mean, then again, who knows? You know, things fall through all the time. So again, I don't want to jinx anything. Like, even though we are in contract, I don't want to jinx anything. But yeah, I'm really excited because I wanted a house for so long. And we did not expect to find one this soon. But we both were like, if there is a good opportunity, you need to jump on it because the supply is so low. And the house is amazing. I don't feel like I'm overpaying it for it, which That's was great. My biggest fear. Because, you know, the property is nice. The location is so nice. I don't have to do anything when I move in.
That's
and,
good.
And I might have to do some external. The external like of the house is outdated, but the internal is nice. So, but I don't really give a shit. And
yeah, and like you can like update your house
over time.
Oh my God.
I'm just excited
so
to like
the
have
only
a
thing
place.
I care about is the aesthetics. I'm like, what? I was like, is it gonna fall? Am I gonna fall through the stairs? I don't care.
No, nice. The aesthetics is like sort of last second because you just want to make sure, you know, the roof is good, you know, the AC is good.
Oh my God.
You know, all of that is the, you know, thing, lobby. Appliance work, and things like that. But I'm just excited to like know where I'm going to be when I have my kid, because that was the biggest thing in the air. My lease was up a couple months later and I was really scared about that. And I have somewhere to put my Peloton treadmill. Just kidding. But
did it feel like home when you walked in?
It felt really good. Yeah. I mean, then again, though, I didn't feel like I was going to get it when I walked in. Oh. So I was just like, let's be realistic. Like, I'm not going to fall in love with this place because I've done this so many times. This is like the fifth bid I put on a house.
Crazy.
So it's fucking crazy. But, you know, sometimes it just happens when you don't expect it, as, you know, all those romantic people say.
Slowly and then all at once.
Yes, literally. But it really tested my ability to handle stress.
Yeah.
And last night I could not fucking sleep because I woke up like saying mortgage rates and like talking about like closing rates, because those are closing costs are the least fun thing to have to deal with. I was on the phone with our accountant and he was like sort of talking me through some like stuff. And I'm like, his name is Jonathan. I'm like, man, Jonathan, like this adulting thing, it is not all that it's cracked up to be. Like just talking about like how much you just have to fucking shell. Like, just pay. Just fees. Yeah. The fees are crazy. It's not going towards anything. It's fees. But
I feel like this episode was full of tea.
Full of tea. Yeah. Sammy, I'm excited for you to get your vaccine on Friday.
Not tomorrow in Potsdam. It's Potsdam. I don't know. 439 miles away.
Potsdam is a very fitting name for where you could have gotten your vaccine.
Potsdam.
Potsdam. Potsdam.
Yeah. Potsdam.
Potsdam. But anyway, guys, so that's it for today. See you Sunday. We have a really great episode lined up for you, all about vacation, stress, and dieting, and body and self-esteem, and all of that good fun stuff. So please listen to that one. And if you have any questions about the vaccine and like pregnant stuff, I can send you any articles that I'm not sending it to anybody just because you, if you want me to send it to you, I will. You can feel free to DM me. I'm at Aileen. Sammy's at Sammy. At Diet Starts Tomorrow is where you can always find us. And rate, review, subscribe to our podcast, to our Thursday episodes, our short and sweet. Please share them with your friends. And as usual, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Wait, I can't believe I, like, in the process of this episode, was booking the wrong thing. Like, it was recorded.
That was real time, you not being a good booker.
People know. Yeah.
Betches.